Felix Rosado. I've been fighting a death by incarceration sentence for 20 years now, and I'm a member of Right to Redemption, an organization that seeks to change the laws in Pennsylvania so that each person who is serving a death by incarceration sentence can have the opportunity for a parole review. We believe that redemption is an innate human quality that should not be negated.
I'm Terry Harper from Philadelphia. I'm 46 now. I've been incarcerated for 24 years since 1991. Currently at SCI Muncie. Wow, so much to say. I was a police officer for 2 years, did a little bit of college, did a little business schooling, enjoy exercising and reading, family oriented. My little sister is my entire world. Love to cook. Right now I work on a plumbing crew. I've done so many things since I've been in jail, but right now I'm trying to focus on just getting through each and every day. Want out of jail desperately. Want out of jail. And anything that I can do to facilitate that is what I'm going to do. When the Lifelines Project came to me, it was like, hey, this is a new door open. And so I started participating.
Well, my name is Clinton Walker. And some people call me CL. Some people call me Nkechi. It depends on who you are. Something about myself, I think I'm a strong person in mind and spirit. And my self-proclaimed strength is not, you know, to be braggadocious at all. Because my strength may seem self-proclaimed at face. It's the overcoming of my trials and tribulations that allowed me to claim such strength. I believe anyone that survived the obstacles of confinement without compromising who they are is strong in nature, because the mechanics of prison are designed to break down, tear apart, and demoralize, you know, the strong will. I started writing because of the things that I went through and the things that I go through in here. Something that I use as a self-therapeutic or something like that. It just helped me release a lot of things. So I started doing poetry. I started doing article writing and everything. It's something that I enjoy.
Hi, my name is Avis Lee. I'm currently housed at SCI Chamber Springs for Women. I'm serving a life sentence for second-degree murder. I'm on my 36th year. And I'm hoping to regain my freedom through the commutation process or through a bill allowing lifers in Pennsylvania to have parole.
My name is David Lee, and inside the PA prison system, people refer to me as Dao. I've been held captive in the system for over 27 years, serving a life/death sentence for murder, which I did not commit. And this may sound strange to some of you, because you might be wondering how such a thing is possible. But for those of you wondering such, you must understand that the American judicial system has never been fair and non-biased. It is a racist and class-biased system, which means that it mainly targets poor people of color and others who lack financial resources to protect themselves with.
My name is Marie Scott, and I'm called Michi. I'm 61 years old, and I was born in Harlem, New York, on the 4th of July. I was equally raised up in Teaneck, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, and Topeka, Kansas. And I've been incarcerated for over 42 years, serving life, you know, the other death penalty. I believe in my heart that the only way to seriously break the machine of mass incarceration is to save the children, you know, because if you look at us as adults, look at the recidivism of people coming in and out of prison. And as long as the government is going to continue to let drugs filter into the United States, then you're going to have people that will fuel this machine of Jim Crow, you know. If there's anybody that we can save to save our world, I believe it's going to be the children, you know. So I'm trying to do what I can to keep their feet off that conveyor that leads them to becoming fuel for Jim Crow's machine of mass incarceration. 25 years ago, I said this. You know, I preached this the whole entire time. And here, a quarter of a century later, somebody's finally listening. And I thank you.